Diana, the People's Princess. It was raining, and Diana was standing behind a huge window in the living room of her new home in the city. He was right, she thought. 3 days ago, Charles said, "This is not a fairy tale, and it's not going to be. You have to get ready." The number of paparazzi photographers on the other side of the window was growing by the minute. It has been only a couple of hours since the whole country found out. Charles told everybody that they had been dating and were about to get married. Now everybody wanted a picture or an interview. Photographers were calling her name, asking her to go outside. She felt happy and scared. Was she ready for everything that would soon be? Could she take the pressure? The phone rang. "Lady Diana?" The voice was calm. "Yes, this is her," she replied. "This is a secretary of Her Majesty the Queen. Her Majesty is expecting you this afternoon for tea." "Thank you. Please inform her that I am on my way." "Of course you are." The afternoon tea went well. Queen Elizabeth was kind and friendly, but Diana realised that her life was really about to change. After long weeks of lessons in royal protocol, British history and etiquette, she was ready to make the first public meeting with Charles and the media. They immediately fell in love with her. She was young, beautiful and natural. The whole world was interested in her. Their wedding was televised and watched by 750 million people worldwide. However, as her popularity grew, her self-confidence decreased, and she began to lose herself under the strict rules of the royal court. There was no place for mistakes. Everything had to be perfect. After having two beautiful boys, she fulfilled her duty as the wife of the prince who was next in line to the throne. Charles was less and less supportive, and was also very busy travelling around the world as an ambassador of the Queen. One afternoon, she was complaining to a friend over the phone. "I am a princess, but in my own eyes I am a nobody. People expect me to smile all the time, but I have lost the will. Everything is forbidden or against the rules, and I feel like a puppet with no real purpose." Lucia de Lima was a great listener. "Stop complaining, Di. You have the power to change the world. If you really need to find a purpose, use the media that are following you around and direct their attention to something that is important. You are the Princess of Wales. You can do whatever you want." Diana realised her friend was right. She started to work with many charity organisations. She visited hundreds of hospitals and hospices and informed the world about cancer, HIV and leprosy treatment. She even walked through an active minefield in Angola to demonstrate the difficulty of life there and to help the Red Cross with their humanitarian work. She was always kind and nice, and people loved her very much. She was their princess. Charles's popularity decreased, and he was called the husband of Princess Diana. Although he made lots of jokes about it in public, he was unhappy in the marriage. Diana felt the same, so after 14 years together they decided to divorce. She continued to do humanitarian work until her untimely death in Paris. Her funeral was watched by half of the people in the world.